This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, I got to tell you guys, you've got to get involved in the conversation, whether it's with me or another show, another person, what have you. You've got to get involved in the conversation. And how do you know what the other side thinks? For real. I mean, I don't want to hear about what you read on Facebook and all that stuff, because, you know, you've got Facebook warriors all over the place, okay? But how do you really know what somebody is thinking? How do you really know what the other side thinks unless you talk to them face-to-face and you see the expression on their face? You know what I'm saying? So anyhow, let's hit the phones right away, all right? I've got Paul from Arkansas on the line. Paul, thanks for calling tonight.
Hey, Joe. I've spoken with you years ago. I've listened to your show multiple times. I always appreciate your vigor and your conservatism.
You
don't waver to people who may have been reality show TV stars, so I commend you for that.
Thanks. All right.
Hey, let me ask you this, Joe. If Kim Kardashian ran on the Republican ticket and said the exact same words on live TV that Donald Trump says, do you think she would have won the Republican primary?
No. Not at all. I do.
Why not?
Because I don't think it's all about. So you're equating her butt to his reality show as well, correct?
Well, I'm just saying she got higher ratings than he did, right? So I'd assume that her popularity, if she just espoused nationalism and populism with the ratings that she got, then she would have got plenty of votes in the primary.
So, Paul, are you suggesting that it's simply his popularity from the show that has got him the votes that he's gotten or what have you?
Joe, there is no difference between any Obama zombie of 2008 that I've ever met, right? Which is quite a few, because I worked at AT&T for a long time, and Trump ends of 2016. This is the ignorant of the right coming out like the ignorant of the left did in 2008. There's no difference. I have people on my Facebook or Twitter, or a few people I've met in real life that are ignorant, have no idea about social issues, economics, never heard of Milton Friedman, never watched the Free to Choose series, have no clue who Thomas Sowell is, have no clue who Dick Cheney, all these different people. But they support Donald Trump. You know why? There's three words that Barack Obama got elected on in 2008. What were those three words? Do you remember his motto that everybody chanted in the crowd?
Hope and change.
Well, there's another one. Yes, we can. But hope and change. They're you can use either one, right?
No, they're all the same.
Trump's is.
They're just words.
All the same.
Yeah.
Exactly correct. Donald Trump says, build a wall. Build a wall.
Look, I'm not disputing what you're saying from a standpoint of people are not paying attention and that kind of thing. But here's a difference, I think, all right? We have been beat for 8 years being told what pieces of crap we are, how terrible America is, okay, and all that other stuff. And frankly, a sewer rat could come up out of nowhere and say, look, I can make America great again, because we've been just so browbeat over the last 8 years. And Hillary Clinton, whether you like her, you don't like her, whether you like Trump or you don't like Trump, the bottom line is she is another, at least 4 years, unless she croaks before that, more of Obama. I can't stand more of Obama. And frankly, I don't know. I wouldn't vote for Kim Kardashian because I find nothing, nothing redeeming about. Listen, she. You know how we always say that Hillary built her money on nothing other than taking money from the Saudis, right? She built nothing on people putting money on her butt. Right? I mean, come on, give me a break. Well, there's nothing impressive about her.
At any point in time, Joe, Donald Trump at any point in time during that debate, right, could have came out when Hillary Clinton was bashing him and bashing him. I loved his little stance where he said, look, you've been in politics for 30 years. Your experience is that experience. But he could have said, look, you've been a politician for 30 years. Tell me something different you're saying today that you said 30 years ago. I, as a businessman, I'm not a politician. He needs to repeat that every single time he's on the air. I'm not a politician. I'm a businessman.
I agree.
70,000 jobs I've created across the United States in hotels and casinos and strip clubs and bankrupt buildings, whatever you want to call it, et cetera, in Atlantic City. But I created paychecks for people. These people use their paychecks to get the economy going. They provided food for their children. They provided houses over their head. They provided transportation to and from their job, to and from the grocery store, the convenience store, the gas station where they've been providing the economic boom. You, ma'am, the only experience, the only millions you've ever made in your entire life is giving speeches to banks and lobbyist groups who you yet to release the transcripts for. I agree with Bernie Sanders on this, Donald Trump should have said on the stage. You have yet to release any transcript for the quarter or $500,000 you get paid to speak to Goldman Sachs. The quarter of $500,000 you got paid to speak to Citibank or to speak to Morgan Stanley, man. You're the only one on the stage that has hidden transcripts for getting paid $500,000. Ma'am, you've made your million speaking to banks in secret. I have made my millions providing payrolls to the American citizen. Ma'am, you tell me the difference between you and I. You're a politician at 30 years. I am not.
Yo, Paul, what makes...
He could have left the podium and walked off the stage.
I agree with you. I know, listen, you are right on. This makes for bad radio when we agree with each other. You know that, right? So, but you're right on. I don't know what happened to him other than to say this. From what I've read and what some other people are telling me, he took too much advice from his team. And his team told him to dial it back, to be respectful towards her, and not attack her. I think that was wrong. I think he should have attacked her issues. He didn't have to attack her. As you said, he could attack the issues. And he could have had a field day with it, but he didn't. Hey, we're coming up on a break. Paul, thanks for calling in. I really do appreciate your time.
No problem.
Thanks. Yeah, you know, and if you're just listening, if you've been listening to that whole thing, there's the angst right there. There's where people are at. Look, I kind of joked about it, and I'm not trying to make light of it, but here's the deal. We don't want any more politicians. We're done with the politicians. The problem is that even though Trump is not a politician, he really doesn't know how to fight back. He's used to fighting back in a business environment, not in a political environment. But you know what? I do not want Hillary Clinton. I do not want my children and grandchildren stuck with this left liberal garbage for the next 40 years of their lives. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
One of these days, I'll figure out how to use the button. Seriously, I will. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, if you want to get involved in the conversation, head up to the website, right, realside.com. Where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. We've got a chat room going up there. If you're a Facebooker, you know, you got the we got a live feed going up on Facebook, so you get up there. A lot of smarter people than I in both of those places, so if you want to head over there and talk with them, that's great, too. Look, I hate the nasties that are going on, and I don't mean the nasties. You know, that's part of politics. People say nasty things about each other. But I hate all this stuff where, you know, we talked earlier about voter fraud. We talked earlier about pre-stuffed ballots that were just recently found. All, gee, I wonder who in what candidate they were in favor of, right? I mean, come on, you can guess, can't you? And so all the stuff, like they're locking on this one Miss Universe. And they're talking about how bad Trump was towards her, when in reality it's not a true statement. It's just flat out not true. And now we've got others that have come to light. One in particular, I don't know where's she from?
Wisconsin.
Yeah, so Miss Wisconsin. And we hear story after story after story about how Trump has helped other people. That doesn't make him a saint. It doesn't make him a great guy. But it definitely doesn't make him the woman hater that they try to turn him out to be. Or the self-absorbed Trump who's in it all for Trump. You know what I mean? I mean, think about something. With all the money that has gone through Mr. and Mrs. Clinton's hands, I don't care how much you love them or hate them. I want you to explain to me how they made money. And then when you're done explaining to me how they made money, I want you to tell me the good things they've done. And don't give me, Mark, I lost so much respect for Mark Cuban tonight when I saw him. Why do we give, as Paul was saying on the call, about talking about Kim, why do we give entertainers and even people with money, why do we give them so much credit? Yeah, they're smart. I mean, Cuban's in technology. He's probably a smart guy. He hit it big with internet products. It doesn't mean he's a genius. It doesn't mean he knows everything about politics. It doesn't mean he knows what people are right and what people are wrong. Or who would be best for us. He was giving Trump glowing marks before the primary. And his biggest thing that he's mad about is he's mad, if you heard him tonight, talk about being shallow. He's upset because Trump won't give any details on anything he's willing to do. And then he said if Trump loses, he'll probably end up being broke in a couple of years. So when did he become the genius on finances? Seriously. Because Trump's base, the people that, hotels that Trump is building and his base is dying off. They don't have the money they used to have. This was his reasoning why Trump would be broke. Because there's no way for Trump to switch. Businessmen aren't locked into one thing. And I'm getting way off base here. I'm just so irritated about. And I don't care if his name is Smith. It doesn't have to be Trump. But I love how people pile up like this. And what it does is, and unless Trump does, and people around him do start harping on Hillary's failures. And matter of fact, I wouldn't just harp on Hillary's failures. I would harp on the Clinton family failures. I would stay on that. I mean, they're not elite, right? They're not the 1%. I mean, how many of your kids graduated from college making six times a year what they owed in their whole college debt? What'd she owe? $120,000, $180,000 for a college debt? She comes out of college and immediately signs up for a $680,000 a year job? I'm in. How do I get that job? Maybe if I went to the same college she went to, right? I mean, give me a break. At her age, look at the apartment she has. I don't know if you noticed or know this. You want to talk about being hypocritical? They talk about about carbon emissions, about dirty air, dirty fuel, and they both fly private jets. Both of them, all over the place. I mean, you can't get any more elite than the Clintons are. You can't get any more nose in the air than the Clintons are. They are above and beyond everybody. Anyway. I want to start this hour off. I am tired of hearing people, too, say that Trump has no black support. African-American, black, whatever term you want to use, whatever makes you happy. All right? I'm tired of hearing it. And there's not one or two. There's not like five or six. And even some of the black community that are not totally excited about him have some of the same feelings, which are she has done, the Clintons have done, absolutely nothing for the black community. Nothing. Zippo. Niente. Zero. And then she's got the guts to sit there and talk about what they've done for the black community. She can't really name anything, honestly. So this woman, I can't think of what's her name. Her name is Brunel Donald, I guess. And she has come out. She was on a show, I guess it was in Chicago. Yeah, I'm sorry. She came out on the show to talk about why she was supporting Trump. Take a listen. Let's see if I can get this thing working. It's WGN News out of Chicago. Yeah. You know, that was where she went well, too. Whenever I cue something up to work, and it doesn't really ever work well. But she'll be up here in a second. Anyway, so when you look at this stuff, when you look at the blacks that are coming out and what they're saying about what he's done for their community, what he can do, it's a whole different amount. Take a listen. Come on. I can't stand it. You know, I wish I had a technical guy I could count on. What do you think? I wish you would fire the current guy because he's not doing his job. Anyhow, there you go. Always a pleasure. I guess I'll have to read this to you. I am trying to. I can't even read the writing on the screen. That's just why I hate computers so much. She goes on to say, the Democratic Party I voted for over 20 years of my life, she said. I voted for Obama when he said when he was going to bring hope and change. And yes, we can, and no, we didn't. The jobs didn't come, she said. The better schools didn't come, she says. The investment in our communities didn't come. She said, what happened? Our borders are open. We're not safe. We've got to stop thinking as black and white and Arab and purple. We've got to start thinking as Americans. My God, I've been saying this for so long. We've got to stop this. We have forgotten that we're Americans first. Right? I mean, come on. Are you with me on this? We've forgotten that we're Americans first. I'll finish this up on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty Health Share plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Yeah, there you go. No way, Daddy. Yeah. I ain't going to school.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. Check us out. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a million things you can do up on the website. Listen, call. Okay, get your attention now? Seriously. I want you to take advantage of an offer one of our sponsors is making. You can get yourself a Morgan Silver coin. It ain't that hard. I want you to call 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Okay? And I want you to, you know, talk to them about the new, or I shouldn't say the new, the coming bail-in. You know, we're not in the best of shape, even financially, still in this country. And as you heard, every single time the Fed talks about making a rate increase of any kind, I don't care if it's a quarter of a point, the market takes a nosedive. And I think you're going to see a lot of uncertainty coming out, you know, coming into January, because you've got a president that has faked the strength of the market, which, again, you see happening, you see it taking a nosedive on a regular basis, because he's got the government, he's got the Fed, the Federal Bank, pumping up the stock market. So it's not, they're not real purchases. They're not real buys. They're not people investing in the market as a whole. So our friends over at Landmark Capital, they've got a white paper called The Coming Bail-In. Yeah, you might have to read a little bit more than 140 characters, but those of you who have two nickels to rub together will know why you need to do that. And if you've got an IRA or anything like that, you can go ahead and take, you can actually get the your medals in your hand. They don't send you a certificate. Those, we have your gold right here in the drawer. We'll give it to you when you want it. No, you'll have it in your hands. So you want to call them at 844-715-7311. Okay? And you want to ask them about the Morgan Silver coin. It's free. You get it for nothing. We're going to act like the government for a little bit. All right? You get it for nothing. And you'll get some information that you really won't get anywhere else. If you've gotten to know me at all, if you've listened to the show for any length of time, you know I don't play games like that. I'm not going to tie you in to a scam or a sham or what have you. We did have a gold guy early on. I won't tell you who it was. I heard some bad things about him. We were done. Was it? He was finished with us. Because I just don't play those kind of games. I don't want that aggravation. I don't need it. So anyhow, we were talking about, I'm tired of hearing how Trump has absolutely no black support. Which I know, you know, from an ancillary point of view, there are some African Americans and blacks that are going to vote for him because, you know, they're tired of the same old, or the Republicans, or. But if I could get the video working properly, I mean the audio, whatever. Brunel Donald Kyle is a Chicago-based lawyer and the vice chair of the National Diversity Coalition for Trump. Now she's on a Chicago WGN. She's on a Chicago TV station. And she decided, look, I do it all the time. I end up with a bunch of Dems on these panels and what have you on a regular basis. Now, WGN has a morning news program. And WGN's been, some of you guys who are a little older than I am, you know that WGN's been on cable, been broadcast countrywide for, God, I remember when I was probably in my late teens. So, the broadcaster goes on to say, while I am not a Trump supporter, I do not think he's a racist, and I think it is interesting that he has taken careful measures to fill his staff with a cross-section of black political activists, a lot of black Republicans and conservative activists. He goes on to say, I've come up in the industry and have gone on to work for Trump, including his spokesman, Katrina Pearson. Now, for all the critics they get, the Trump team has done an incredible job culling some solid minority representatives. Now, I agree with that. I don't think Trump is a racist. And I've said to some of you before, you've heard me say this probably a million times if you've listened to the show for 2 weeks already. The word means nothing anymore. I'm sorry, it just doesn't. Because, you know, frankly, 15 years ago, if you called somebody racist, if you called me a racist 15 years ago, I would have sat there and really checked myself out, checked out what I was saying, checked out what I was writing. Because I would have been upset that people had that feeling about me, had that thought about me, if you would. But now it means nothing because they call everybody a racist. Anybody who doesn't agree with something. Look, we had Xander Gibb on, an openly gay talk show host. And they call him a homophobe because of certain things he doesn't agree with that the president does when it comes to the gay and lesbian communities. And so he's a homophobe. I have black friends that have been called, black friends that have been called racists because they don't like the president, and the president's black. So apparently, if you don't like the president, you can't. Here we go. The liberals can't distinguish anything. They can't distinguish between two separate things. They can't distinguish the fact that the president is a man that I don't like, that I don't trust, and I think is doing a lousy job. Now, notice I didn't say he's a black man that is doing a bad job that I don't trust, that I don't like, because he's black. I said he's a man, a person, a human, who happens to be the president, who's doing a lousy job, who I don't trust, who I think lies to us on a regular basis because he thinks he's above it all. That's what I believe. And if any of you would do any of your homework at all, in the least, in the tiniest bit, you would find out about all the lying that's been going on to us now. You would find out about all the things that are going on with Iran. Did you guys know that we've just come to find out again? The Iran ransom scandal that we learned about? It's even worse than we thought it was. Because, you know, we don't pay ransom, right? We recently found, so it's hard to believe that the Iran ransom scandal, it could get any worse. How could it get any worse than it is? We gave them $400 million, and then we gave them another $1.3 million, a billion, was it billion or million? No, billion. It was billion. And for somehow, the timing was perfect. Air traffic control had it down to a science, and they didn't even know it. Because the money wasn't released. I mean, the hostages weren't released until the money hit the ground there in Iran. Isn't that great? Now, the officials now report that we lifted UN sanctions on two key Iranian banks as part of the swap agreement. This was an agreement that supposedly was in the Iran nuclear deal. And it wasn't, they were not supposed, those sanctions weren't supposed to be lifted for 8 years. So for those of you hardcore lefties who want to tell me how nasty the Republicans are, how much we lie, how terrible we are, you never take a stand on this stuff because you're a bunch of cowards and hypocrites. if a Republican, it's just like this thing with Trump. You've locked onto this one thing that he's got with this Miss Universe, which isn't even true. No different than the hands up, don't shoot. You've locked into this one thing and you're running with it like it's gospel truth and it's going to bring him down. You're a joke. It's a joke. So here we have a president who says we have, an Iranian agreement. Keeps them from getting nukes. Yeah, just like North Korea. We kept North Korea from getting nukes with Clinton, right? And he's done absolute. This is another red line in the sand. He's done absolutely nothing to hold their feet to the fire. Absolutely nothing. He doesn't care. He doesn't care about you and me. He doesn't care about this country. He doesn't care about the damage he's doing globally. If America is not strong, the world is not safe. You may not like that. Some of you want to be isolationists, but you're wrong. If we are not strong, if we are not willing to stick up, or at least appear to be willing and able to stick up for the weaker countries, the world is not a strong place. It's not a safe place. And then again, here we have a president that lies to his own people big time. Now, this is not a little thing, people. This bank was known, or one of the banks in particular, was known for moving money around for terrorism. The piece goes on to say the U.S. agreed in the third document, to support the immediate delisting of two Iranian banks, according to a senior U.S. official. Now, they went through with this. Even after our men were taken off those boats, they were filmed while they were on their knees with their hands on their head. They've been testing missiles like they're not supposed to. So apparently, this president has no boundaries. He has no spine. He has no will to protect us. So go ahead and hand it to Hillary, because she'll just do more of the same. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-Seed Oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. Second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Michael Hausman joins us the next hour, our team libertarian. Try to get me to see things from a different point of view. He's a never-Trumper. He's a never-Hillary-er. So I guess he's just confused. Hopefully he's listening, and he'll straighten me out when he comes on. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, we're talking about this little, I respect the seat of the presidency. I respect the position of the presidency. I have honor for what that seat is supposed to be. I've never seen that seat so defiled as we've seen it with Mr. Oblamo in there. Seriously. And no, not because he's a black man. Because I love that. I hope you write me. I hope you call me a racist. Because you know what? There's a lot of other presidents I couldn't stand either. Jimmy Carter. What does that make me? Oh, I must be a... Is there such thing as like a southern racist? Well, you don't like southern people. What would you call that?
I think you just don't like
them. It's what?
I think you don't like Dems.
I don't like Dems. You're right. Well, no, I shouldn't say that. I've got friends that are Democrats. They're great people. They're confused, but they're great people.
When you don't like Southerners, you're just a Yankee.
So, yeah. Yeah, I guess so. I'm just a Yankee. Got it. So, Jimmy Carter, couldn't stand him. Really, I think what Jimmy Carter did, I think, the racism that Jimmy Carter chose to show us, it's disgusting. And you all know it, too. You know how bad that was. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, We've got another president, another Democrat president with a Democrat administration that just have done nothing but play games with the American people. We're worse in debt. Our unemployment rates are out of the... don't give me this, it's 4.75397%. It's a line of garbage. Those aren't the real numbers. But anyhow, back to this Iranian scandal. Iranian scandal, whatever. So in the agreement, these banks weren't supposed to. They were not to come off the list, you know, as supporting terrorism. And they have. So not only did we give the bank, has anybody figured out why we had to give them $400 million in cash? Anybody? I mean, think about it. And that bogus, and nobody's held his feet to the fire. That bogus excuse that, hey, you know, with all the sanctions, we can't wire the money to them. We can't even cut them a check. Well, when was the last time one check cut a check to another country for $400 million? I mean, help me out. Maybe I'm not a financial whiz. Maybe I'm dumber than I actually think I am. Nobody. No, there has never been a check. Well, not never, but there's never in modern history been a check cut from one bank to another bank for one country to another country for hundreds of millions of dollars. It's always been wired. And they're just numbers on a piece of paper. And we find ways to get money to banks all the time. Even in countries that are on the hot list. So don't give me that stuff. Again, does it scare you at how comfortable he is at lying? You notice, I think he stutters more at telling the truth. You know, that's all. I think he's stuttering more at the truth. When he tells a lie, it's pretty smooth. So he's very comfortable there. And don't tell me that these banks were taken off the list without him knowing. That's a line of crap right there. Or crud, whatever you prefer. So, these were all agreements made, apparently. And we have no reason, we have no right to know, right? Now, the sanctions were supposed to remain in place until 2023. Now, Iran, after signing the agreement, after talking about it, after getting their money, they claimed that the bank, well, I guess it's the bank SEPA, S-E-P-A-H, was critical to their economic growth. So we apparently felt bad for them. And, you know, we couldn't slow them down. We didn't want them not to be able to spend that money and help their people. But interesting how it happened. At the same time, again, around the same time, the hostage situation happened. Now, lifting the sanctions on SEPA was part of the package, said a senior U.S. official. See, also, I always said that eventually people would start to crack. The people around Obama, when they really saw, no matter, look, not everybody's a cold-hearted piece of work like he is. I've always said that people around him would grow a spine and start to crack after a while. They would not be able to put up with this. And I believe that there's good people out there that sometimes think that what they're doing is, there's nothing wrong with what they're doing. And now you've got some people coming out from behind the curtain saying, hey, this was planned from day one. This is wrong. And this is from a senior U.S. official who was briefed on how this was going to go down. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know to what level, but he was briefed on how it should happen. Now, why were these banks sanctioned in the first place, right? Because they were connected to Iran's missile program. They were divvying out the money to be able to get the money to the countries who were bringing the parts and pieces in or were selling the parts and pieces. But that's okay, right? It's no big deal. Now, Congress has passed legislation making it illegal to send future ransom payments to Iran. Do you really, seriously, what law has stopped this president yet? I'm just curious. Can anybody show me a law that has stopped it? It takes going to the Supreme Court, which now will be all locked up. It takes going to the Supreme Court to get him slapped down, and he still finds a way around it. Remember when the whole immigration thing came down, and he was told to stop stop taking them in, what was it? He wasn't giving them citizenship. There was something he was doing, and the court said, okay, that's it. You have to stop. And they just kept doing it anyway. They kept processing them and bringing them in when he was told to stop, that he had no right to do it. You know what I'm saying? It's very disconcerting, very, very disheartening. You know, some of you guys grew up in this country. Your parents were in this country for 200 years, whatever, whatever, whatever. When I hear my grandparents, when I hear the people that came here from Italy tell the stories about what it was like in Italy, why they came here, the things they were fighting against, you sit here now, and even my 80-year-old aunt talks about how this disheartening this is and how much this country has changed. And there would be some of you out there that would call her all kinds of names. You know, well, she got immigration. Yeah, you know what? She gave... She came over with one suitcase. She was on a boat by herself, basically, a ship. They gave up a lot to come here, and they did it the right way. They found sponsors. They didn't rush over a river. They didn't get on the top of a train. They didn't run over the border to get caught by the border police to be let go again with a little piece of paper that said, please show up for court. Please, 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 please. They did it the right way. That's what made this country great. Part of what made this country great, part of what people from other countries looked at was that we had laws that we abided by that would keep them safe. There's nothing that will keep you safe anymore. And if Hillary gets in there, it becomes a total tyranny. Right? I mean, we'll have King and Queen Clinton, and the laws won't matter for them. And I'm not making a big deal out of nothing. You look at what she's done. Just look at what she's done not being president, not having the power that she would have as president, what she's gotten away with. You know, you got a prince out there begging. I think it's a funny story. Prince of a country who gave Hillary $50 million begging Americans not to vote for Trump. Gee, I wonder why. Saudi princes urge Americans not to vote for Donald Trump in the upcoming general election. Turkey Faisal, whatever, who served as Saudi Arabia's ambassador to the U.S. from 2005 to 2007, spoke against a presumptive Republican nominee during a foreign policy dinner in Washington, D.C. He blasted Trump's proposal to ban Muslims from entering the U.S., which the billionaire first formulated in December of last year. He says, for the life of me, I cannot believe that this country, like the United States, can afford to have someone as president who simply says these people are not going to be allowed to come to the United States. Hey, Faisal, how about your country, who's got billions and billions and gabillions of dollars, why doesn't those people go to your country? Why don't you get them settled? Why don't you get them vetted? And then you can let us know if they're real or not. Then we can blame it all on you anyway. But you've got all this money. Why aren't you doing it? And what gives you the right to get involved in our politics? And I believe what Trump is alluding to and has said over and 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 over again is that that refugees coming into this country, most of them being Muslim, who happen to be Muslim at this point, who are coming in, need to be vetted before they're just set loose in the country. Don't you think that's the right thing to do? Because if you want to have open borders, why don't you start with your country? When your country opens its borders and you let them in and you take care of them, all right, you're doing it the right way and you run out of space, then talk to us about your problem. You won't even take your own people in. And where's our president on all of this? Scheduling his next trip to the golf course. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back next hour. A lot more. Hillary is just livid about Bill's old girlfriends. Again, we'll be right back.